blade structure.
Get back on.
You know, one thing that I was talking with Sean McKinley.
I'm sorry I stepped away, but we're part of this release, press release about the Environmental Department. Can we also do a press release about the pump out at the same time?
Yeah, I've got a pump out release already drafted.
Did you send that to us on email?
Yeah, I did. Did you read it? And this is just a starting point. I've got draft all over because I didn't know where you got
it. I marked it up because it says Environmental Services.
Well, I didn't study. Go to that
department.
I didn't go to that
department. And I wanted us to come to that agreement before we actually sent something out that said it from us.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I just yeah, I've got letterhead, I've got cards, and that other.
I know you didn't use the word department, you used the word office, so
I've got to be inside.
Through the office of Taney County Environmental Service.
Taney County cab of pickup. I've got to work somewhere. You know, and I just, you know. But yeah, okay, I created that just as a starting point for discussion.
Because you give us back your incentives.
That's fine, you can give back. Yeah, I've got some properties. The main thing is what I'm looking at is, I talked with Sean McKinley, and we're looking at having a banner on the county webpage where the Taney County Septic Tank Pumped Out Program, and you would click on that banner, and this is the document that would pop up, and this is an information sheet about the program, and then these are the requirements, and this is probably what I need y'all to look at and give me feedback on more than anything, because this is what the program will be held to as far as if you're eligible or not eligible to participate. There are these items here. And then it goes on to give some instruction on how to fill it out in the process. But this is one thing I wanted to try to accomplish today because the other day when we were just talking, you guys was in the middle of the meetings and I was talking to Brandon, it seemed like he was unaware of where we were at with this. So that's why I was wanting to get everybody together. And when we're all on the same sheet of music, this is really the most important thing to be on the same sheet of music about because it'll take Sean a little bit of time to set that up on the county website.
In the first sentence, it gives a reason for the talk out. Do you want that in there?
I know that we kind of talked about that when it's set around us, and that's one thing I want to talk to y'all about. I'm with you. I mean, that's one of my concerns. But I'll put it in there because it makes sense. I mean, it is a big reason that I can get back, you know. But I didn't know what that might draw.
Or just say, what are you talking about, 3 and 4?
It's in both, but yeah. It's on the press release. Mm-hmm. So it's the first paragraph of the press release. Right there. Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Yes, yeah. Helps push a point through to those individuals. But it also makes other individuals aware.
Those issues that always come up. I'm not giving that.
to refer back to the ballot language. And that will be, that's all right. So, you need to leave that in 7 months in. There's people that have.
There are people that say you can use
that. They have got totally away from what the ballot language says. Those people have forgot that it is about clean water.
I understand what the intent was. I also understand what the ballot language was.
Well, you have, I'm going to have to read the ballot language again then. Because the sole purpose is clean water. And I think that's what me as a citizen anticipated. I understand what you're saying.
Sole purpose may be one thing. The earmarked purpose is pretty clear. We got some real gray areas that we're working with the cities. They would sort of like that. We've got time to work on that if there's a better way to. I just want to give you guys what you're supporting here. And that was just one direction I'm going to take. And I knew that maybe would be kind of.
We're along the lines of. It's how you realize it's not everyone is benefiting. There you go. Funds extended.
Sewers.
Public sewers. Sewers and then.
Which is to reach out to those who have not benefited directly. Of course, everybody's benefited through clean water. We all benefit. But direct benefit that you can see in your pocket money, or you can see, you know,
that's why it says draft on.
I don't understand all of that.
I'd like to read the ballot.
Pardon?
I want to go back and pull out of my ears and assess it again. Because I don't totally agree with some stuff. I'm a new fresh board member and I'm just getting back up to date on some stuff. So.
Well, I had to have that in my file back in the room in 1993,
then we upped it to 2000. That's 2000 ballot, which it kind of referred back to the original language. Okay. There's different attorneys who said over the years have different opinions of that.
Yes, they have.
You know,
it asked the voters to read
for the purpose as originally intended
to call up the group of new voters to the Department of State. Because it was earmarked for a certain time, that we want to extend the original issue. But in so doing, they also go into a different verbiage.
And then we
have to extend the original issue down to the change.
Okay.
I understand. This is exactly where you're headed. I like it. I think it makes a statement that is helpful.
Yeah, he'd probably be. And it's a good true statement too. But I mean, it would maybe have some controversy there, even though that's why I wanted to sit down with all of you to, you know, get that out there and talk about it.
So you think by looking at this, perhaps we should have two press releases: one on the environmental services.
Well, we've done part of whatever we want to call it.
if we're going there, we might as well go to department with them. I kind of like grouping away because we need to go to department. I think we should go to the department to get into all those issues. I like to group as we're a group of people doing a common goal. We don't have a director of the department. We don't have this. I look at the county commission as a director of the department personally. But either way, group fine. We're a group of people pulled together from different staff. I've worked really for the county commission. There's no county for the planning and zoning department. We're a group. I mean, it's a great way. But, you know, we talked about one press release about the formation of the group or department, and then leading into what we do, and then one of the first goals that's going to be assigned to this group is the management and the administration of the pump out program, and we could roll that in. Or we could do two press releases. I think that would be exactly like one of them to give you an idea. I can create some grass where you're looking.
Newly formed environmental services for the department. The overseeing program is authorized by the commission. Including a comment that's coming from the commissioners. Other than obviously enjoying the food and water. And this is an opportunity for them to participate.
I think it's just something that
you have, and I said, they don't say actually, they don't play out there, they don't set forth the water and all that.
Kind of that road you went down the wall ago is pretty good too. Kind of used that, but then kind of rearranged some of the wording.
Understanding.
Well, you don't even want to count that because they were trying to get some ballot, and the intent was, we could still put that in the sentence, unless it's dancing
right here.
Was passed to. Clean up our streams, waterways, lakes, but then we
make it simple for them to understand.
This is really the eligibility, which is not too.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about low income families. I brought that up to John yesterday. If in fact we put some criteria in there, then we have to define what low income families are. We're going to have some way of determining whether or not it is a low income family.
Tax returns, all that.
That's what I would like to do.
I don't want to, but I don't see this by telling my information or doing this stuff. I kind of thought about that.
Or just leave it open.
Have a bank page.
Close it. That gives me a lot of support for reading management. I don't recommend the financial part, but I'll be whatever y'all want to do. I was thinking about that. How can you truly tell somebody that? You know, you have to have a copy of the state federal tax return and a photo ID to match it to the month. And then I'm putting that information in a secure area. And that's got, you know, the social security numbers on there and all of that. So then I've got those issues to have to deal with. How do I handle that information?
No, I don't. It's public knowledge you ever get served. And this is all public knowledge as far as I'm concerned. That makes no difference if they're a millionaire or if they make Social Security. It doesn't make me any difference. If this is about clean water, clean
good.
Thank you. Some of the people that take advantage of it, I think, is a little bit ridiculous, but some of the people that need it, they need it, and they don't ever take advantage of it. That's the reason we're going with the 100% cost.
I think it's kind of like the GISME, like the doctor, the ability. I mean, if you're a brain surgeon, you might not know anything about your septic system. You know, but that gives me the ability to interface with them and educate them on it. I think you might alienate some folks when you get into those financial things also. It's going to make them do something that they may not feel comfortable about giving you their financial information. We directed this toward residential structures only, and I've just done that because that's what we did last time, and thinking that commercial uses, that should be part of their business plan to keep their system up, but they still yet have a separate system. I didn't know how y'all felt about that.
The first two or three years, I think it needs to be focused mainly on the rule single family residence. That's going to be a great improvement. And it'll be a way to locate the sewer systems that are failing.
Yes.
To have sewer coming to the top of the ground or whatever.
Yeah.
So, make this a lot simpler myself. The whole front, what I'm thinking is some of the sound competitive as your program requirements, that application, I don't know how that's your business as far as that part of it.
And then the basic thing, if you got simple sewer available, but you chose not to connect
right.
it, should you get your tank pumped, you ought to go ahead and put that public sewer pump.
Right.
I don't want to force somebody into something. But I'm kind of looking at those, you ought to use those dollars for people that's stuck on septic tanks and don't pay.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that need the help. And,
I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
Some of your program requirements. Six says one septic tank pump out will be approved for location every 4 years.
Yes.
Don't use the word will. So means we're absolutely doing. But may
they approve?
That's your decision. Not that we're going to do it. This is what we're going to do.
Well, I just wanted them to know we're not going to be out there apparently. If we do this next year, we're not going to be back out there again. It's not that we can.
I'm sure we're going to test the room. It's definitely.
Well, it will be approved. Okay, I got you.
I wouldn't be loving the things.
Right.
Yeah, the 60 days, that sounds kind of rigid, but what that is just trying to get people to move things along. And I had people on that one that we did that were 60 days. I'd call them. Say, where are we at? Where are you at? I'll give you another 30 days. Some people have issues, so I always call those people back. They might have a medical issue, they might have had something that they just missed.
You want to change that word must to should?
No. Yeah. That's fine. Well, we did that.
No, I don't care. I'm
no.
Asking. I don't care.
I like to leave it must. It kind of keeps the monkey on the back a little bit. But with the sewer district, we had a limited amount. We only had like $10,000. But we had a lot of requests.
Mm.
And so if you weren't going to do it or if you moved or something, we needed to know that so I could bring somebody from the standby into the list.
Well, they had $10,000 set up for that in the past. I believe it was $10,000. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what they
anyway, did. Anyway, didn't they let, wasn't that handled through the extension office?
It wasn't. Well, now Wayne had done one that the county had done, the first one. I think the county funded it and Wayne did. Wayne did.
Yeah, I totally think.
Then the next time we did it, the sewer district did it, but the money that the county was reimbursing to the sewer district for what Linda Todd and I were doing as far as administration of the projects, it was more than what it took for me and Linda to do that.
Yeah.
So they took some of that, they took some of those funds and put into this other program. $10,000 and put in that. That's where that. So it was, I guess once that money was paid to the sewer district for the reimbursement in Linda and Mine's time, then that money was the sewer district's. The sewer district looked at that surplus as theirs, not being under the requirements of capital approvals and sales tax, you know, what we talked about earlier. And they looked at that as their money that they could put through this program. And that's a Larry Gardner. Larry Gardner was really passionate about this program and trying to do what we're doing here. He was wondering if he pushed that. What I've also got set up is a data field, a database where each application comes in. I'll keep that on the computer. And I've got this information with what I'll maintain on that. And what Brad down at the sewer district is doing is he's planning on as part of this master plan that he wants to have approved and to start with is to catalog the septic tanks in Payne County. And this won't by any means cover all the septic tanks in Payne County, but this will cover several.
It'll be several hundred of them.
So I've asked him to have Alan Forrest, who's their IS, the person with the sewer district, to come up and sit with me and look at this, look at the data spreadsheet that I've created, and do what we need to do so that that information will be able to be shared and produced to the sewer district. But also, I assume that this program may be audited, so I want to keep good records on the applications and the other information. And what we're looking at is that the hauler that's selected through the bid process, since there's no reimbursement going out to all these property owners, he will bill the county once a month. And he will send in an invoice to me to look at. And then I'll take that invoice and I'll compare that invoice to the data I have on here to make sure that the pumping had occurred and when it was pumped. So I can cross-reference that and everything's good before I recommend payment upstairs to Standard Maker. So that's what that's about too. So there's a paper trail of payment and to make sure that everything was done correctly. So we've got that. I've got that established. And did you have comments? The other thing is that we're going to use the internet. We're going to use the press releases with all the news media. And then the other thing is I created these flyers to put up anywhere there's a bulletin board, and I just wanted you to look at it. I didn't know if you think it might be too graphic. I've got it toned down when they don't have as much stuff there. But my plan is to go like the O'Reilly's, go to the grocery stores, laundromats, city halls, wherever they've got a bulletin board, they would display this. You know, to get the word out. I think whoever the hauling contractor is, he's probably going to be our best word because he's going to want to do business, so he's going to be talking, he's going to be getting that word out there too.
Yeah.
Does that look okay to you? Or does that look a little bit cartoonish? Or?
No.
No. I mean, I've seen all these things happen to people out there, so it's not a make-believe thing, but I didn't know if you might find that distasteful with a picture like that. That's the plan, like that. I mean, if I did talk to the managers or some of these businesses or something, and they wanted another version of this, then I got another version. Yeah. It's clean. We don't have any nuts.
Oh, that's fine. That kind of gets their attention.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, I showed it. I was getting some opinions of some of the people that I see downstairs, and it made some of them want to know when this program's going to start because they see some of this backup and issues going on. And kind of gets you concerned about it.
Let's continue forward from what the little on the press release. I know you need all this, but that's just so you can tell me things that you've done, but I'm not looking down through.
Well, that's like the she. I just want them, I mean, if you got sewer there, there's no use to go through the process. You know, I just want people, they look at that. Or I could get a bunch of applications to review it. Obviously, they got some issue there that they don't want to do. There's not. You know, there's a few things there. I mean, that's really more of an information about the program thing. And that tells you, you know, if you have any questions, call me or email me. That's the application to actually fill out. That's free.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the Form A or anything.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. The only thing I'm thinking about Form B is as the program moves along, I might just give those to the contract holder.
I thought that's who it was for.
Well, it kind of goes as an application packet. Now, I might change that. I might just have Form A going to the homeowner or get it. Yes, to the, that's how we did it last time. I got a change my hand on it. But that's what I'm thinking I might do is just take Form B out. That eliminate a little bit of stuff.
Number one, they made lease Form B. Number two, it's the hauler that has to build out anyway, right?
Yeah, what that is that's a throwback. Went to many. We didn't select a hauler. They could call anybody. But now that we're going to have a hauler selected, I can really do that differently. And that's, I will change that. But we're pretty much, as soon as we get these little things ironed out, we're pretty much ready to go.
Do you think we could have a release for Monday? We can reschedule this Monday. At least I say it's going to be here. If not, then we need to do it another time.
Well, I can prepare something today.
Well, you got
it. What do you want? Most of the press release has been a little bit modified based on what we've been discussing today.
Well, maybe not. I just was going to get the things up.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to create a redraft, or I'm sure, yeah, I'm ready to go.
There's a couple of things.
As long as you're happy with it.
There's a couple of things grammatic in the children. Our paragraph starts due to this. You have to think of a better way of making that flow.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's much of it.
Okay.
And I'm not going to object to what we've got up in the top. I just wanted to bring that up that it can be said.
Yeah, I think there's one question.
So we'll pull five words there.
We have that.
We release it with the press on Monday. I think that would be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the business paper, have a comment. They'll have a comment. They'll have a comment. They'll add it to the press release or put it in the press release.
Mm-hmm.
Do that and have it ready. Mr. Strahan said, about time we did something for the people of this town. Put that in
there. You
like he said.
I'm ready. That sounds great. That's a good deal. I mean, really a good thing for the people. I've never seen a program anywhere that paid 100%. You know, and that's a good thing. But we can do that with less to be able to do something like that.
100% as long as it meets the criteria.
Yeah.
Right?
That's got to be the criteria. Yeah. So what do you... Do you need me to do anything?
I'm not going to pay 100% of somebody's septic if it's $20,000.
Well, yeah, that would, that's, I don't think it's you. Well, anything's possible out there, but I don't know. That would be highly unlikely. You know, on a residential, for keeping residential structures, you're maybe going to have a 1,200 gallon tank. You might have a 1,500 gallon out there that's, you know,
4,500 gallon tanks.
You might have some 55 gallon drums. You know. I see one of them every now and then.
We still do?
Yeah. Over at Mount Branson, about a business over there. They had 255 gallon drums that was one together. Harold Gross, it failed finally. He called me over there and I looked at it. It's been a while back. But they should see that thing.
Are we ready to step to something else? Mm-hmm. With all we're having this round table, I would like you, John, to look at the presentation that David Pascalato gave us. He also did it with the sewer tunnel here. What they did in Stone County. But what I'd like you to find out is there a permit fee cost for that? What was it?
Yep.
What paperwork did they put in place? Did the county pass an ordinance which the property did to make this effective and to move forward. And after we move forward and not move forward, we need the information to look at. The gist of his overall presentation was it was a big step forward to help with food water, clean up septic tanks. If we make sure that before someone sells a house, that the septic tank would pass whatever criteria it comes forth from the county. That does two things. But one thing that it certainly does is there are people that have purchased properties and then in a month or two, the septic system fails and it costs them a bundle. So
I've got a lot of that information right now sitting here at this table. Whether you want me to make that presentation or how do
you? No, I just want you to start finding it. Put that together, that information for us, and when we ask for it, then we can all have it and discuss it.
Yeah, they charge us. $25 is what they charge on that. And it was an ordinance created by the Stone County Health Department. And this $25 is covered their fees in office to approve the certificate of transfer, is what it's called. And it affects any septic systems that are involved in a property transfer. If the septic system is 10 years old, right now that's what they're going by. And who does the inspection is that the State Health Department has people that are certified that they are called loan evaluation inspectors. And they are trained, they have certificates from the State Health Department to go out, like Brenda Gross, Harold Black, she's one. They go out, they're trained to go out on the property and put the septic system through the paces and then to record its operation and record any deficiencies they may find during their inspection. And the seller or the real estate company, whoever, they handle that transaction through that person. And the lady at Stone County Health Department, Karen, said, we don't want to be involved in that process because it could be a conflict of interest. Because if there's a problem noted, that person has to come to us to get the permit fee. So we like to keep that out there to the people that's trained to do that. So that loan inspector will do that inspection, and they'll create that report, and they'll submit that to they'll give that back to the seller.
Is there a cost associated?
Yeah, I mean, they all charge different fees. That's where that $250 might come into play.
I got to pull you up the cost.
I'll have to call each one of those people and see what they charge, and I can do that.
The Southern Commission has everyone been forward and post something on it.
She said that when they started that, they had a lot of issues with the military.